Ron DeSantis shouts down protester, "We are not gonna let you impose an agenda on our kids." By Hannah Blow on June 2, 2023. Florida Governor and 2024 presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis R. shouted down a protester who interrupted his speech during a campaign stop in South Carolina Friday. "Unfortunately, there's bad stuff that's getting into the schools. There's pornography that's getting into schools. So the parents have had to blow the whistle in Florida," he said during the speech in Lexington as a protester began to interrupt, talking back to the governor.
They've had to,
yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you,"
DeSantis said as the crowd booed the protester. DeSantis then looked in the protester's direction and spoke to the individual directly. "We're not gonna let you impose an agenda on our kids. We're gonna stand up for our kids. We're gonna make sure to do it right. That's what we're going to do."
"Yeah," he said to applause.
"Those people like that in Florida are the people we beat every single day on policy," DeSantis added. "We do not let them win. We win all these battles. We're not letting them indoctrinate our kids. Not on our watch."
Watch.
Indeed, DeSantis's administration essentially put the issue of pornography in schools on full display in March, addressing what has been dubbed the book ban hoax. His administration displayed some of the sexually explicit material found in schools during a press conference. And some of it was so explicit that some members of the media reportedly cut their feet during the presentation. One book, Flamer by Mike Carrato, features a section where a group of boys masturbate together and are pressured to ejaculate into a bottle. That book was found in Broward, Collier, Hillsborough, Marion, Seminole, and Volusia County schools. The presentation highlighted several other instances of sexually explicit material as well. As Breitbart News detailed, the presentation also featured the graphic book Let's Talk About It, The Teen's Guide to Sex, Relationships, and Being a Human, which some have already considered to be pornographic in nature. The book was removed from Broward County schools, as Breitbart News detailed. Regardless, this book offers graphic depictions of how to masturbate while also including an entire section for anal sex, as the narrator detailed. It also contains sections on how to sext and considers virginity something that just doesn't work anymore in today's world. This book contains several graphic depictions of male and female genitalia, which the presentation also showed. Homebody says masturbation is meditation and speaks about how the writer wants someone to look me in the eyes when you're down there eating for your life. The narrator noted as the presentation also highlighted genderqueer, which was found in Orange, St. Lucie, and Hillsborough County schools. "It is a graphic novel depicting masturbation and encouraging trans surgery by equating the scars from top surgery, the cutting off of females' breasts, with a tattoo," the narrator added as the presentation ultimately asked, "If you can't discuss these books in a school board meeting, how are they appropriate for children?" The tiff comes at the end of DeSantis's campaign blitz across the three early voting states of Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Related, CNN's Lemon to DeSantis: stop banning books, he wants our kids to be ignorant. Related, Joel Polak: it's wrong to use the term book bans for school curriculum.